Thank you, Mr. President. Let me start by commending you on your assumption of the presidency of this conference and thanking you for your efforts to set the basis for a productive discussion today. As a staunch believer in international humanitarian law and a party to Protocol 5, State of Palestine remains deeply concerned by the humanitarian impacts of explosive remnants of war. 43 years after the adoption of the CCW and 6 Israeli aggressions and its latest ongoing genocide on the Gaza Strip, indiscriminate effects of excessively injurious weapons still cause terrible human suffering, undermines disarmament efforts, hinders sustainable development, and threatens international peace and security. Since more than 1 month, Israel, the colonial occupying power, proceeded to drop over 25,000 tons of explosives on Gaza. Experts now consider this to be the most sustained and intense bombing campaign of a populated area in history. So far, over 11,200 Palestinians have been killed, including more than 4,550 children, more than 3,000 women, and more than 700 elderly have been killed. More than 2,700 Palestinians have been reported missing and may be trapped or killed under the rubble. Among them, more than 1,500 children under the rubble awaiting rescue or recovery. More than 280,000 have been injured. More than 250,000 housing units have been destroyed fully or impartially. This number has surpassed the number of people killed in the genocide in Srebrenica. An immediate ceasefire is an urgent need to respect international law, including Protocol 5. Mr. President, the State of Palestine affirms the applicability of Protocol 5 throughout its territory, including clearance operations in Gaza Strip, the 65 minefields in the Ghawar area, and the Jordan Valley. Bearing in mind that the occupying power is legally and morally responsible for any mine casualties caused by the minefields and explosive remains of war that it has developed, and for its obstruction of demining operations as impediment to the implementation of this convention and many other relevant international instruments. Clearance operations for these explosives face many challenges in Gaza, since they are often buried beneath collapsed buildings or in piles of rubble, rendering clearance in high risk, especially when the aggression continues and no ceasefire has occurred. Mr. President, the State of Palestine, through the Palestinian Mine Action Center, is making genuine efforts to raise awareness of the gravity of unexploded remnants of war among citizens and to sensitize them from this silent and life-threatening killer. Rest assured of the strong commitment of the State of Palestine to actively promote the universalization and full implementation of this CCW and its protocols. I thank you, Mr. President.